Election Day offers us an opportunity to shape our future. We go to the polls, cast our ballots, and wait on the results. But that assumes we take the time to get involved. The residents of one Southeast Iowa town decided to skip Election Day last fall. Their decision to not participate is shaping their futures in an unconventional way. Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
County Road W-20 rises and falls among hill after hill between Highway 2 and southern Van Buren County and the Missouri state line. A trip south on the paved road takes you past acres upon acres of timber and crop fields, with homes scattered along both sides of the road. About 4 miles in, the road turns to the left and you can immediately see a run-down white church standing among a few homes. Drive a few hundred yards more and you're smack in the middle of Mount Sterling. Mayor Tom Allen describes it as a bedroom community with about 40 residents plus a few businesses.
AJ's Bar and Grill, which is well known in the area for huge tenderloins, great hamburgers, and a good place to visit and have a beer. Chuck's Repair, that is a one-man shop. He works on cars and sells chainsaws. And on the east end of town in the hotel district, we've got the Southern Comfort Sportsman's Lodge.
Across the street from AJ's is the Mount Sterling Community Center. It serves as a church, a reception hall, a meeting room, and city hall. That last option, though, might not be needed anymore. Allen says a lack of interest has led the city council to be reduced in size several times until it reached the minimum level allowed by state law, 3 members. One of the three is Allen's wife, Diana. When the time came to start thinking about re-election, the couple decided against it because of work and family commitments outside of Mount Sterling. Allen says the other 2 members of the city council also chose to not run again. So he mailed letters to every resident to see if they were interested in serving. No one filed the paperwork or even volunteered to serve. On top of that, no one even went to the polls to cast a write-in vote last fall.
Which is a fairly unique thing, at least according to our county auditor. So we waited until the election came and went just to see if there would be anybody interested at the last minute.
No one came forward, which meant the incumbents remained in office. That prompted the start of the discontinuation process. Basically, that means Mount Sterling will remain on the map, but will no longer be a city. Tina Hoffman with the Iowa Economic Development Authority says it is rather rare for an Iowa city to take this step.
Since 1980, there have been about 10 discontinuations that we have noted. The last one was in 2005 for the town of Littleport in Clayton County.
Hoffman says most communities seek discontinuation for financial reasons. The official vote to unincorporate Mount Sterling was on the agenda for the city council's April meeting. This was the first time Mayor Tom Allen had gaveled in a meeting because he says he found the gavel while sorting through some boxes earlier in the day. The meeting could have been somber, but it was not.
I call for a vote.
Last city council meeting, I gotta do that.
On a vote of 2-0, the Mount Sterling City Council agreed to discontinue the city. The mayor and 2 alderwomen were the only witnesses from the city. Everyone else at the meeting was from someplace else. They included 3 reporters, a county supervisor, and 2 high school students who earned credit for attending. Alderwoman Tanya Putnam was not surprised by the turnout or the nature of the meeting.
It's always a laugh. We come here and we don't really get very much of a city response, but we do what we can. Most of the time we end up going off topic and talking about random stuff.
Putnam looks at the decision as a cautionary move given the size of the city council.
We are 1 injury or illness away from not being able to do business as a city, so we wanted to kind of end on a high note and make sure that something was set into place in case something happened.
Residents have 30 days to file a petition to reverse the decision. Without one, the Iowa City Development Board will assume control of Mount Sterling's assets for future transfer to Van Buren County. The county will provide services such as snow removal and road maintenance. It might also assume responsibility for a sanitary sewer system. After the meeting, Mayor Tom Allen said it was difficult to describe how it felt to end city government in Mount Sterling. He says it's important, though, for people to remember the community will remain.
It shouldn't be seen as a place that's about to dry up and blow away. You know, it's still got a personality. It's still got a heart, a lot of livelihood. This town will be here, as it is now, for a long time to come.
There will be one difference, though, for residents of Mount Sterling. If everything goes according to plan, they will no longer have to worry about Election Day when it comes to city offices. I'm Jason Parrott.